Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 16. My name is Natalie Matthews. I'm a teacher at Newell Elementary, and today we're going to be talking about building classroom culture. In implementing personalized learning, I quickly learned the significance of culture. The classroom culture is important, but I found that sustained success with personalized learning for my students stemmed from the condition of the school culture. My administrators built a strong school culture, one in which the mindset of first doing what's best for kids, and second with the mindset that failure is okay. They rooted this from all stakeholders having a growth mindset, which was difficult in the beginning. In the early stages of implementing personalized learning, it was important that I knew it was okay if an idea failed, as long as I was taking steps to move forward in personalizing students' learning. Everything didn't work out the way it planned at first. The administration at my school built a culture in which teachers felt comfortable trying new things without fear of failure. The school culture was built by administration where teachers felt comfortable trying new things, trickled down to the classroom level. Here, it was my job to envision how personalized learning looked. This shift in my approach to teaching and learning would be successful in my kindergarten classroom. Implementing a similar culture in my classroom became a top priority for my student and for their ownership and success. I wanted to create the same learning experience for my students that I felt when I first began exploring personalized learning. From the beginning, I communicated with my students that we were in this together and we were trying a lot of new things this school year. I explained to them that if it didn't work, that's okay. We would continue to change it and adapt it until we got it just right. I was at a bit of an advantage compared to other teachers for the fact of I teach kindergarten, and majority of my students have never been in a school environment, so they had minimal expectations of what school was quote-unquote supposed to be. This afforded me the opportunity to build a culture that I wanted from scratch and share my vision of what school should be about, the notion of students in charge of their own learning. Most of my students had never been in school before, so they had no idea what was coming for them. Unlike some of the older grades where they had to change students' mindsets of what school was supposed to be like. I was able to share these ideas around what we learn, how we learn, and why we learn it through morning meeting. Each morning we sit together on the carpet and have conversations that revolve around the importance of how we are becoming lifelong learners and how everyone learns at a different pace and different ways. We talk about how to be good people, what makes people unique, and everything in between. The first 30 minutes of the school day was vital to our success in building a strong culture climate that allowed teaching and learning in my classroom to be truly personal to each and every student. Without building this culture together with my students, they would have continued to be afraid to fail. They will not want to take risks, and students will continue to believe that all students should be doing the same assignments at the same time. By building a strong classroom culture, my students now feel comfortable working on different assignments. They feel comfortable talking about what they are working on and why, and have started developing a growth mindset with them at the early age of 5. This strong classroom culture has undoubtedly been a major contributing factor to the success of personalized learning. For me, building culture was a top priority and the first place I started. Now I want to answer some questions I've been asked over the past couple years about culture. How do you create a classroom where students are open and honest? This is very difficult at first, especially in the beginning of the school year, and it takes a lot of time. But for me, the game changer was when I started sharing my life with students. When we were talking about what they did over the weekend, simple things like that, I would share what I did over my weekend. When we were discussing setting goals, I would set goals right along with them. Realistic goals, personal goals. I've come to realize that the more you tell them about yourself and your life, the more they will open up to you and trust you with their life. And when they see you being open and honest, then they will do this with you and with each other as well. Next question. How did your school build a culture where students are willing to take risk? Our principal at the time was one of the major factors in building this. When we started our PL journey, he made it his personal mission for everyone to feel comfortable taking risk. He made it clear from the start that he knew it would be a messy process, but as long as we were taking those steps forward, he would support us 100% in any way he could, as long as we were continuing to move forward and do what's best for students. He created times where we could talk to each other as teachers about our successes as well as our failures. This was very helpful for me in seeing and hearing things throughout the building that were going well and some things that were not going so well, just to realize that you're not alone, that we are all doing things that are great, and then sometimes those risks just don't pay off. So then you have to sit back and adapt. But I would say it definitely started from the top and trickled down. He made it very clear that this is how it was going to be, and he wasn't taking any less. Like, he wanted everyone to know it was okay. And he even went as far as sharing his personal successes and failures as well to show us that it's okay to make mistakes as long as you're trying new things. Last question. How does a strong classroom culture look and feel in a kindergarten and first grade classroom? So sometimes we think of culture as something you can't really see, but in all honesty, I believe you can see it in different ways. You can see signs of a strong culture in the way students interact with each other, talk to each other, the way they interact with their teacher, and overall how they feel about school and their schoolwork. In a classroom with a strong culture, the students have almost an unbreakable bond. You can see that they trust each other as well as the teacher. They take true ownership in their work and take pride in it, and they can tell you about it and everything they need. And it feels just like a family. We celebrate each other and are there to pick each other up when things are not going so well. Just like any family, there are disagreements, but it's how you work them out that makes the difference. Giving students the skills to really be successful. One thing this school year that has really helped me in building my culture also is using the PL learner profiles. We've been using one each week in the mornings through our morning meeting and really breaking it down what that means and how to apply that to our day, and then reflecting on how we did that day. For example, when I was introducing being a collaborator, we broke down what it means to be a collaborator, all the pieces of it. Then we did, and during morning meetings, specific activities that students could really show how to be a collaborator. And immediately after that activity, they would have to reflect on how they were a collaborator and if they were a good collaborator or not and why. So this helped them to understand the different learner profiles and to build themselves up. And now they hold each other accountable. When they're working together, I hear students saying things like, well, you're not being a good collaborator because you're not sharing with me, or you're doing a great job collaborating because you gave me a turn. So just holding them accountable, and then ultimately they start holding each other accountable. Overall, one of the most important and key pieces in my personalized learning journey is building a strong classroom culture. By building this strong culture, students will trust you as their teacher as well as each other more and more. And once they have this trust built, then they'll be more willing to take the risk and take ownership of their learning. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.